this and over 125 others, including a supplementary online petition that has over 10,000 signatures, requesting that the House of Representatives immediately repeal Section 92A of the Copyright Act 1994, to be inserted by the Copyright New Technologies Amendment Act 2008, or delay its commencement pending a review of how to best balance the rights and obligations of creators, distributors, and internet service providers with respect to digital materials. On behalf of the Creative Freedom Foundation, I'd like to thank you for sponsoring our petition to Parliament on Section 92A of the Copyright Act 1994. Please find our petition for presentation to the House Office by 1 p.m. today. While we realise Parliament does not accept scanned or copied signatures, we also wish to submit 10,000 online signatures as evidence to support the official petition document containing the original signatures. We would like the copy of the online signatures we have attached to be forwarded as evidence for the Select Committee considering the petition to demonstrate the level of concern and volume of support for our view. We have also included a CD containing a song supporting our cause as further evidence of the support for our petition. Thank you for your support and assistance with the presentation of this petition.
Thank you, Bronwyn. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm going to speak very briefly because I want to be sure I get this in time for it to be presented this afternoon. First of all, it's great to see all the blacked out faces. I've done it on my Facebook site, and I think it's important that we all take a stand on this issue. You know, a couple of days ago, this Parliament repealed the Electoral Finance Act. And when this issue about Section 92 started to arise over the last couple of months, it reminded me very much of what happened in the debate over the Electoral Finance Act. A few people started agitating, and a few people more, and gradually a huge groundswell was built up. And the lesson of the Electoral Finance Act was that Parliament took too long to listen. With Section 92, we cannot afford to make the same mistake, because it represents the same potential threat to freedom of speech that the Electoral Finance Act in its way did. And it's very important, therefore, that we act now to preserve free speech. And I'm very grateful to accept this petition to do so. I want to tell you that yesterday I met with Simon Power and separately with the Prime Minister to discuss the issue. They are well aware of it, and I'm pushing them to heed the call to take the action that you're seeking and to dump Section 92A altogether. Time is short, but your presence here today is a strong reinforcement of deep public concern, not just in New Zealand, but around the world, about what we're doing, about the fact that we're going to have a more draconian law if this provision remains than virtually any other country, and yet we describe ourselves as a democracy. So thanks again for your concern, thanks again for your involvement. I'm going to go now and make sure that this petition is tabled in time to be presented to Parliament when it meets at 2 o'clock this afternoon. This battle is far from over. I'm very confident that with your support and the support of the 10,000 people online and all of those people, that we can effect a change. And that's what I'll be working to achieve over the next few days. Time is very short, but we've got to get there. Thank you very much indeed.